One who looks at the situation and improves the system.
The characteristics of what those attending a community meeting want from Monroe City Schools' next superintendent. In March, the Monroe City School Board hired McPherson & Jacobson, a national search firm, to assist in hiring the district's next superintendent. Last week, the firm held meetings to develop a list of criteria and qualifications from stakeholder groups and the community in determining what type of leader the public school system needs in its top post. Tom Jacobson, the firm's CEO, says areas of concern in the Monroe search are similar to other school systems of similar size.
The issues that we're hearing here, not much different than what we hear at other places as we go through. There's a lot of similarities in public education as far as public perceptions and test scores and accountability, those types of things. We're hearing the same things.
The Monroe City School System is seeking a permanent hire to head the district. Julian Gray has served on an interim basis since last summer, replacing former Superintendent James Dupree. Dupree's embattled tenure led to the board buying out his contract and placing Gray in the interim. The foremost quality in a candidate that respondents have mentioned in the meetings is what many feel had never been embraced by the previous administration.
I think from all of the groups, we have heard that they want someone that'll come in and reach out to the community, be the public face of the Monroe City Schools, be visible and committed to the community, and obviously committed to the children of this community.
Clarence Sharp has two grandchildren in a Monroe City elementary school. He hopes for programs and ideas from the next superintendent that would motivate students at the elementary level and continue through their education. He says open discussion about ideas with the school board is what he'd like to see.
You know, don't try to do anything underhanded or whatever. Bring everything to the table. Say, look, this is what I want to try to implement and make the board members more involved in everything. So, and have some community meetings and say, look, this is what we're going to try to implement in the school system. This is what we're going to try to see. Can we get these kids back in school?
As a list of qualities is compiled, Jacobson also asked residents for the qualities of Monroe. He knows the concerns of a candidate are just as valued as those of the district. He says company representatives are a vital connection in researching a community.
And one thing that we have found out, it's very important to have consultants located in states or close to states that we work that understand the culture, the laws, the regulations. And Mrs. Dunn is our premier consultant for the southern states and has worked in a number of the southern states for us.
Mrs. Dunn is Lo Dunn, a resident of Bastrop who serves as president of the Morehouse Parish School Board. Jacobson says it's an advantage for Monroe to have a consultant who lives nearby and has a better understanding of the community. She can lend knowledge on what candidates may be more ideal for the job. It will take every advantage in the search process for the school board to meet its self-imposed deadline of June 30th. That's when interim superintendent Julian Gray's contract expires. The board hopes to have someone in place prior to that date who can work with Gray in transition, ready to begin July 1st. Dunn says even with a shorter timeline, the pool of applicants is promising.
We have already gotten some input from some candidates from within the state as well as outside of the state. So we just will need a little time to look at their applications and see what they have to offer.
Jacobson says success in finding the next superintendent starts with introducing top candidates to the community and the board.
There is a chemistry that happens, and so we will have full-day interviews where the candidates will be here for a day. They'll meet with various constituent groups who will have the ability to give input to the board as to their perceptions of the candidate, and the board, too, then will deliberate as what they saw as strengths and weaknesses. Our goal is to have strong candidates in front of the board and hopefully have them have a very difficult decision because two or three candidates would be very good candidates here.
The search firm presents their survey findings this evening at the Monroe City School Board meeting. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.